This Thursday is World Radio Day, and to mark the occasion, Rona Tarrant visited a museum in County Kerry that houses an enviable collection of vintage radios. Let's take a listen.
This is the first means of recording a tune or playing a tune, just to listen to. And this is a thing called a polyphone. That's about 1880, 1885.
At the back of Eddie Moylan's house is a museum.
This is a phonograph from 1905, and I have a wax cylinder on it.
It's a fairly small room, but in it you'll find one of the best radio collections in Europe.
This is one that I play a lot for people, so I'll just give it a wind up here.
Eddie's collection began by accident when he started restoring old radios in 1975.
You know, we call it radio now, but the original day was wireless. You know, no wires, just, you know, a device came out of a box, you know?
Wireless itself isn't very old. The first voice broadcast began from London in 1922, and in 1926, Ireland got its first official radio station in 2RN.
Why did I call it 2RN? Why didn't they call it 2, you know, IRL or Dublin? 2RN stands for Come Back to Erin, the song 2RN. The very early ones had a horn speaker. They weren't very loud, it was very low volume, so you put the speaker actually up at the table near you and you actually listen to it. Then came the super hits, which were the 30s, where they had a built-in speaker. So the earlier sets were probably about 20 inches tall and about 15 inches diameter, and they worked well for a good few years. And then radio advanced after that, and they put the speaker to the side rather than up on top.
But these radios were expensive and usually owned by the local business people.
You know, the first radio in the village, they'd normally put it on the window, and the day of a match or a day of something exciting, they would open the window and turn the radio out in the street. And people would actually sit on the flagstones in the street and listen to the radio.
From Glengariff Parade within hail of Croke Park come greetings to two boys who hope to journey from Winchester Avenue, Chicago to New York just to hear the game.
And very soon, radio became an important part of community life.
Radio actually was huge business in those days. You had all the cabinet makers, you had all the people assembling sets, you had the people testing sets, you had the radio dealer in the village that installed the set in the houses, put up the long aerial.
Radios after the 1950s were mass-produced, but before this, they were made with solid oak or mahogany and they had real local character.
You know, people put their name to the radio. You have Murphy Radio, you have McMichael Radio, you have McCarthy Radio.
And then, of course, there's Marconi.
Marconi took all the credit for inventing radio. Now, he was the first guy to send voice from A to B, but he copied some of the components that the earlier people made.
Then comes one of the most interesting parts of the museum. Just out the road near Ballybunion was the spot of the first voice broadcast from Europe to America.
So I have bits of the Marconi station here. There's four or five insulators in there. I have bits inside the door, the big boulders that kept the guy wires, you know, secured.
You'll find everything from the 20s to the 80s in the museum. But even with the big move to digital, Eddie is hopeful about the future of the humble radio set.
It's still a central focus in the house. When you go into any house, the radio is on. So now we have radio, or wireless, or whatever you call it, round the clock, 24 hours a day. That didn't happen in the early years.
Rona Tarrant there reporting from Eddie Moylan's Vintage Wireless Museum in Listowel. After the break, we gear up for St. Valentine's Day with one of the most famous love stories in history.